7. The Whole Brain Child Workbook, Practical Exercises, Worksheets and Activities to Nurture Developing Minds. By Daniel J. Siegel, Tina Payne Bryson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Whole Brain Child Workbook, Practical Exercises, Worksheets and Activities to Nurture Developing Minds by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson is a comprehensive guide to helping children develop healthy minds. The book is divided into 7 sections, each focusing on a different aspect of brain development. The first section focuses on the importance of understanding the brain and how it works. It explains the different parts of the brain and how they interact with each other. It also provides an overview of the different stages of brain development and how to support each stage. The second section focuses on the importance of creating a secure attachment between parents and children. It explains the different types of attachment and how to foster secure attachment. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help parents and children build a strong bond. The third section focuses on the importance of emotional regulation. It explains the different types of emotions and how to help children regulate their emotions. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to manage their emotions. The fourth section focuses on the importance of developing social and communication skills. It explains the different types of social and communication skills and how to help children develop them. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to interact with others. The fifth section focuses on the importance of developing executive functioning skills. It explains the different types of executive functioning skills and how to help children develop them. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to plan, organize, and manage their time. The sixth section focuses on the importance of developing resilience. It explains the different types of resilience and how to help children develop them. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to cope with stress and adversity. The seventh section focuses on the importance of developing a positive self-image. It explains the different types of self-image and how to help children develop a positive self-image. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to value themselves and their abilities. The book also includes a section on how to use the workbook and how to get the most out of it. The Whole Brain Child Workbook is an invaluable resource for parents and educators looking to help children develop healthy minds. It provides a comprehensive overview of brain development and how to support each stage. It also provides practical exercises and activities to help children learn to regulate their emotions, develop social and communication skills, develop executive functioning skills, develop resilience, and develop a positive self-image. The book is an essential guide for anyone looking to help children develop healthy minds. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The importance of self-regulation. Self-regulation is a key skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-regulation is an essential skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-regulation involves the ability to recognize and manage one's own emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. It is a key component of emotional intelligence and is essential for children to learn in order to be successful in life. Self-regulation can help children to better understand their own feelings and reactions, as well as those of others. It can also help them to better manage their behavior and make better decisions. Teaching children self-regulation skills can be done through modeling, providing positive reinforcement, and teaching problem-solving skills. Modeling appropriate behavior and providing positive reinforcement can help children learn to recognize and manage their own emotions. Teaching problem-solving skills can help children learn to think through their decisions and make better choices. Additionally, providing children with opportunities to practice self-regulation can help them to develop the skills necessary to manage their emotions and behavior. Self-regulation is an important skill for children to learn in order to foster healthy development. Teaching children self-regulation skills can help them to better understand their own feelings and reactions, as well as those of others. It can also help them to better manage their behavior and make better decisions. Providing children with opportunities to practice self-regulation can help them to develop the skills necessary to manage their emotions and behavior. Main idea number 2. The importance of connection. Connecting with children is essential for their emotional and social development. It is important to create a secure attachment with children in order to help them feel safe and secure. The importance of connection cannot be overstated when it comes to raising children. Connecting with children is essential for their emotional and social development. It is important to create a secure attachment with children in order to help them feel safe and secure. This connection can be achieved through positive interactions, such as spending quality time together, engaging in meaningful conversations, and providing physical affection. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the child's emotional needs and to be responsive to them. This can be done by listening to the child, validating their feelings, and providing comfort and support. By creating a secure connection with children, it will help them to develop a sense of trust and security, which will in turn help them to develop healthy relationships with others. In addition to providing emotional support, it is also important to provide children with a sense of structure and consistency. This can be done by setting clear expectations and boundaries, and providing consistent discipline. This will help children to understand what is expected of them and to develop a sense of responsibility. It is also important to provide children with opportunities to explore and learn, as this will help them to develop their problem-solving skills and to become independent thinkers. The importance of connection cannot be overstated when it comes to raising children. By creating a secure connection with children, it will help them to develop a sense of trust and security, which will in turn help them to develop healthy relationships with others. Additionally, it is important to provide children with a sense of structure and consistency, as this will help them to understand what is expected of them and to develop a sense of responsibility. By providing children with these essential elements, it will help them to grow and develop into healthy, well-rounded individuals. Main idea number 3. The importance of play. Play is an important part of a child's development and helps them learn how to interact with others. It is important to provide children with opportunities to play in order to foster healthy development. Play is an essential part of a child's development, as it helps them learn how to interact with others, build relationships, and develop problem-solving skills. Through play, children can explore their environment, express their emotions, and develop their creativity. It is important to provide children with a variety of play opportunities, such as outdoor play, imaginative play, and physical play, in order to foster healthy development. Play also helps children learn how to regulate their emotions, as they can practice different strategies for managing their feelings. Through play, children can learn how to express their emotions in a healthy way, as well as how to handle difficult situations. Additionally, play can help children develop their social skills, as they learn how to interact with others and build relationships. Finally, play is important for developing a child's cognitive skills. Through play, children can practice problem-solving, critical thinking, and creative thinking. They can also learn how to plan and organize their thoughts and actions. All of these skills are essential for a child's development and can help them succeed in school and in life. In conclusion, play is an important part of a child's development and should be encouraged. It helps children learn how to interact with others, express their emotions, and develop their cognitive skills. Providing children with a variety of play opportunities can help them foster healthy development and prepare them for success in the future. Main idea number 4. The importance of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a key skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Mindfulness is an important skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is a way of paying attention to the present moment, without judgment or criticism. Mindfulness helps children to become aware of their thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations, and to observe them without reacting. This can help them to better understand their emotions and to respond to them in a more constructive way. Practicing mindfulness can help children to become more self-aware, to better regulate their emotions, and to develop better problem-solving skills. Teaching children mindfulness can be done in a variety of ways. It can be done through activities such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing. It can also be done through games and activities that help children to focus on the present moment and to be aware of their thoughts and feelings. It is important to provide children with a safe and supportive environment in which to practice mindfulness, and to be patient and encouraging as they learn this skill. Mindfulness is an important skill for children to learn in order to foster healthy development. It can help them to better understand and manage their emotions, to become more self-aware, and to develop better problem-solving skills. Teaching children mindfulness can be done in a variety of ways, and it is important to provide a safe and supportive environment in which to practice this skill. Main idea number 5. The importance of empathy. Empathy is an important skill for children to learn in order to understand and relate to others. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Empathy is an essential skill for children to learn in order to understand and relate to others. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Empathy helps children to recognize and understand the feelings of others, and to respond to those feelings in a compassionate and understanding way. It also helps children to develop better relationships with others, as they are able to better understand and relate to their peers. Empathy also helps children to develop better problem-solving skills, as they are able to better understand the perspectives of others and come up with solutions that are beneficial to all parties involved. Finally, empathy helps children to develop better self-awareness, as they are able to better understand their own feelings and how they affect their interactions with others. In order to help children develop empathy, it is important to provide them with opportunities to practice it. This can include role-playing activities, where children can practice responding to different scenarios in an empathetic way. It can also include activities that help children to recognize and understand the feelings of others, such as reading stories or watching movies that feature characters with different emotions. Finally, it is important to provide children with positive reinforcement when they demonstrate empathy, in order to encourage them to continue to practice this important skill. Main idea number 6. The importance of problem solving. Problem solving is an important skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Problem solving is an essential skill for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Problem solving helps children to think through their emotions and behavior, and to come up with solutions to their problems. It also helps them to develop self-regulation, which is the ability to control their emotions and behavior. Problem solving can help children to become more independent and self-reliant, as they learn to think through their problems and come up with solutions on their own. Additionally, problem solving can help children to develop better communication skills, as they learn to express their thoughts and feelings in a constructive way. Finally, problem solving can help children to develop better relationships with others, as they learn to work together to solve problems. In order to help children develop problem solving skills, it is important to provide them with opportunities to practice. This can include providing them with puzzles and games that require problem solving, as well as providing them with real-life scenarios that require problem solving. Additionally, it is important to provide children with guidance and support as they practice problem solving. This can include helping them to think through their emotions and behavior, and to come up with solutions to their problems. Finally, it is important to provide children with positive reinforcement when they successfully solve a problem. This can help to encourage them to continue to practice problem solving and to develop their skills. Main idea number 7. The importance of communication. Communication is an important skill for children to learn in order to express their needs and feelings. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Communication is an essential skill for children to learn in order to express their needs and feelings. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Communication helps children to build relationships, express their emotions, and understand the perspectives of others. It also helps them to develop problem-solving skills and to learn how to resolve conflicts. Parents can help their children to develop communication skills by engaging in conversations with them, listening to their ideas, and providing them with opportunities to practice expressing themselves. Parents can also model effective communication by speaking in a respectful manner and using appropriate language. Additionally, parents can encourage their children to practice communication skills in a variety of settings, such as at home, in the classroom, and in social situations. By helping children to develop communication skills, parents can help them to become more confident and successful in their relationships and in their lives. Communication is an important skill that can help children to express their needs and feelings, build relationships, and understand the perspectives of others. Main idea number 8. The importance of self-awareness. Self-awareness is a key skill for children to learn in order to understand their own emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-awareness is an essential skill for children to learn in order to understand their own emotions and behavior. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-awareness helps children to recognize their own feelings and reactions, as well as those of others. It also helps them to understand how their behavior affects those around them. By developing self-awareness, children can learn to regulate their emotions, manage stress, and make better decisions. The Whole Brain Child Workbook provides practical exercises, worksheets, and activities to help children develop self-awareness. These activities can help children to identify their emotions, recognize their triggers, and practice self-regulation. Through these activities, children can learn to recognize their own strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of others. They can also learn to recognize and manage their own stress and anxiety. By developing self-awareness, children can become more confident and better equipped to handle the challenges of life. Main idea number 9. The importance of resilience. Resilience is an important skill for children to learn in order to cope with difficult situations. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Resilience is an important skill for children to learn in order to cope with difficult situations. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity and to cope with stress and difficult emotions. It is a skill that can be developed through practice and guidance. Parents and caregivers can help children develop resilience by providing a supportive environment, teaching problem-solving skills, and helping children to recognize and express their emotions. Additionally, it is important to help children understand that mistakes are part of learning and that failure is not a sign of weakness. By teaching children to be resilient, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life. Resilience is a key factor in helping children to develop into healthy, well-adjusted adults. It helps children to develop the skills to cope with stress, manage difficult emotions, and make positive decisions. It also helps children to develop a sense of self-efficacy, which is the belief that they can handle whatever life throws at them. By teaching children to be resilient, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life and to make positive choices. Resilience is an important skill for children to learn in order to cope with difficult situations. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Parents and caregivers can help children develop resilience by providing a supportive environment, teaching problem-solving skills, and helping children to recognize and express their emotions. Additionally, it is important to help children understand that mistakes are part of learning and that failure is not a sign of weakness. By teaching children to be resilient, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life and to make positive choices. Main idea number 10. The importance of self-esteem. Self-esteem is a key skill for children to learn in order to feel confident and secure. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-esteem is an essential part of a child's development. It is the foundation for a child's sense of self-worth and confidence. When children have a healthy self-esteem, they are more likely to take risks, try new things, and be resilient in the face of challenges. It is important to help children develop a strong sense of self-esteem in order to foster healthy development. One way to help children build self-esteem is to provide them with positive reinforcement. This can be done through verbal praise, rewards, and recognition for their accomplishments. It is also important to provide children with opportunities to practice self-care, such as setting boundaries and taking time for themselves. Additionally, it is important to provide children with a safe and supportive environment where they can express their feelings and be heard. It is also important to help children learn to recognize and manage their emotions. This can be done through teaching them how to identify their feelings and how to cope with them in healthy ways. Additionally, it is important to help children learn to recognize their strengths and weaknesses and to accept themselves for who they are. Finally, it is important to help children learn to set realistic goals and to take responsibility for their actions. This can be done through teaching them problem-solving skills and helping them to develop a sense of autonomy. By helping children to develop a strong sense of self-esteem, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life. Main idea number 11. The importance of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is an important tool for helping children learn and develop. It is important to use positive reinforcement in order to foster healthy development. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for helping children learn and develop. It is a way of encouraging desirable behaviors and rewarding them with positive feedback. Positive reinforcement can help children feel valued and appreciated, and it can help them develop a sense of self-worth. It can also help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and to understand the consequences of their behavior. Positive reinforcement can also help children develop self-discipline and self-control, as well as a sense of accomplishment and pride in their accomplishments. When using positive reinforcement, it is important to be consistent and to provide rewards that are meaningful to the child. Rewards should be tailored to the individual child and should be based on their interests and abilities. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement in a timely manner, as this will help the child to understand the connection between their behavior and the reward. Finally, it is important to provide positive reinforcement in a way that is respectful and non-judgmental. Positive reinforcement is an important tool for helping children learn and develop. It can help children feel valued and appreciated, and it can help them develop a sense of self-worth. It can also help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and to understand the consequences of their behavior. By using positive reinforcement consistently and in a respectful and non-judgmental way, parents and caregivers can help children develop healthy habits and behaviors that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 12. The importance of setting limits. Setting limits is an important tool for helping children learn and develop. It is important to set limits in order to foster healthy development. Setting limits is an important part of helping children learn and develop. It helps to create a safe and secure environment for children to explore and grow. Setting limits helps children understand what is expected of them and provide structure and guidance. It also helps children learn to respect boundaries and develop self-control. Setting limits also helps children learn to make responsible decisions and develop problem-solving skills. By setting limits, parents can help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and develop a sense of self-discipline. Setting limits can also help children learn to manage their emotions. By setting clear expectations and boundaries, children can learn to recognize and express their feelings in a healthy way. Setting limits can also help children learn to regulate their emotions and develop self-control. It can also help children learn to respect the feelings and boundaries of others. Setting limits is an important part of parenting and can help children learn and develop in a healthy way. It is important to set limits that are appropriate for the age and development of the child. It is also important to be consistent and firm when setting limits. Setting limits can help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and develop self-discipline. Main idea number 13. The importance of positive discipline. Positive discipline is an important tool for helping children learn and develop. It is important to use positive discipline in order to foster healthy development. Positive discipline is an essential part of helping children learn and grow. It is important to use positive discipline in order to create an environment that encourages healthy development. Positive discipline helps children learn to take responsibility for their actions, understand consequences, and develop self-control. It also helps children learn to respect authority, develop empathy, and build self-esteem. Positive discipline can be used to teach children how to make good decisions, solve problems, and manage their emotions. It can also help children learn to be respectful of others and develop healthy relationships. Positive discipline is not about punishing children for their mistakes, but rather about teaching them how to make better choices. It is important to use positive discipline techniques that are respectful and age-appropriate. This includes setting clear expectations, providing consistent consequences, and offering positive reinforcement when children make good choices. It is also important to provide children with opportunities to practice the skills they are learning. By using positive discipline, parents and caregivers can help children develop the skills they need to become successful, responsible adults. Main idea number 14. The importance of self-expression. Self-expression is an important skill for children to learn in order to express their needs and feelings. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-expression is an important skill for children to learn in order to express their needs and feelings. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-expression can help children to better understand their emotions and needs, and to communicate them to others. It can also help children to develop problem-solving skills, as they learn to express their feelings in a constructive way. Self-expression can also help children to build relationships with others, as they learn to communicate their feelings and needs in a respectful way. Finally, self-expression can help children to develop a sense of self-confidence and self-esteem, as they learn to express themselves in a positive way. In order to help children develop self-expression, it is important to provide them with a safe and supportive environment. This can include providing them with opportunities to express themselves through art, music, and other creative activities. It is also important to provide them with opportunities to practice expressing their feelings and needs in a respectful way. Finally, it is important to provide them with positive reinforcement when they express themselves in a constructive way. Main idea number 15. The importance of creativity. Creativity is an important skill for children to learn in order to express themselves and explore their interests. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Creativity is an essential part of a child's development. It helps them to express themselves, explore their interests, and develop their problem-solving skills. By encouraging creativity in children, we can help them to become more confident and independent thinkers. We can also help them to develop their imagination and creativity, which can be beneficial in many areas of life. There are many ways to foster creativity in children. Parents can provide them with creative materials such as art supplies, musical instruments, and books. They can also provide opportunities for creative play, such as building with blocks or playing pretend. Parents can also encourage children to explore their interests and express themselves through art, music, and writing. It is important to remember that creativity is not just about making art or music. It is also about problem-solving, critical thinking, and exploring new ideas. By encouraging children to be creative, we can help them to develop these important skills. Creativity is an important skill for children to learn and develop. By providing them with creative materials and opportunities, we can help them to express themselves and explore their interests. We can also help them to develop their problem-solving skills and critical thinking. By fostering creativity in children, we can help them to become more confident and independent thinkers. Main idea number 16. The importance of social skills. Social skills are an important skill for children to learn in order to interact with others. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Social skills are an important part of a child's development. They help children to interact with others, build relationships, and develop empathy. Social skills are also important for problem solving, communication, and conflict resolution. Teaching children social skills can help them to better understand and navigate the world around them. Parents can help their children develop social skills by providing them with opportunities to practice. This can include role-playing, playing games, and engaging in activities that involve interacting with others. Parents can also model appropriate social behavior and provide positive reinforcement when their children demonstrate good social skills. Additionally, parents can help their children to identify and understand their own emotions, as well as the emotions of others. Developing social skills is an important part of a child's development. It can help them to build relationships, navigate the world around them, and develop empathy. Parents can help their children to develop these skills by providing them with opportunities to practice, modeling appropriate behavior, and helping them to understand their own emotions and the emotions of others. Main idea number 17. The importance of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is a key skill for children to learn in order to understand and manage their emotions. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Emotional intelligence is an essential skill for children to learn in order to understand and manage their emotions. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Emotional intelligence can help children to recognize and express their emotions in a healthy way, as well as to understand and empathize with the emotions of others. It can also help children to develop problem-solving skills, as well as to build resilience and self-confidence. By teaching children how to recognize and manage their emotions, they can learn to better regulate their behavior and make better decisions. The Whole Brain Child Workbook by Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson provides practical exercises, worksheets, and activities to help nurture developing minds. Through these activities, children can learn to recognize and express their emotions, as well as to understand and empathize with the emotions of others. They can also learn to develop problem-solving skills, build resilience, and gain self-confidence. By teaching children how to recognize and manage their emotions, they can learn to better regulate their behavior and make better decisions. Main idea number 18. The importance of self-care. Self-care is an important skill for children to learn in order to take care of their physical and mental health. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-care is an important skill for children to learn in order to take care of their physical and mental health. It is important to help children develop this skill in order to foster healthy development. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and taking time to relax and unwind. It is also important to teach children how to recognize and manage their emotions, as well as how to cope with stress. By teaching children these skills, they can learn to take care of themselves and develop healthy habits that will last a lifetime. In addition to teaching children the basics of self-care, it is also important to help them understand why it is important. Explaining to children why it is important to get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, and take time to relax can help them understand the importance of self-care. Additionally, it is important to provide children with positive reinforcement when they practice self-care. This can help them to develop a sense of pride in taking care of themselves and can encourage them to continue to practice self-care. Self-care is an important skill for children to learn in order to take care of their physical and mental health. By teaching children the basics of self-care and helping them to understand why it is important, they can learn to take care of themselves and develop healthy habits that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 19. The importance of healthy relationships. Healthy relationships are an important part of a child's development and help them learn how to interact with others. It is important to provide children with opportunities to form healthy relationships in order to foster healthy development. Healthy relationships are essential for a child's development and growth. They provide children with the opportunity to learn how to interact with others, build trust, and develop empathy. Healthy relationships also help children learn how to express their feelings, set boundaries, and resolve conflicts. These skills are essential for a child's social and emotional development and will help them throughout their life. Parents and caregivers can help foster healthy relationships by providing children with positive role models, encouraging them to express their feelings, and teaching them how to resolve conflicts. It is also important to provide children with opportunities to interact with other children and adults in a safe and supportive environment. This will help them learn how to form healthy relationships and build strong social skills. Healthy relationships are an important part of a child's development and can have a lasting impact on their life. By providing children with the opportunity to form healthy relationships, parents and caregivers can help them develop the skills they need to succeed in life. Main idea number 20. The importance of positive role models. Positive role models are an important part of a child's development and help them learn how to interact with others. It is important to provide children with positive role models in order to foster healthy development. Positive role models are an important part of a child's development and help them learn how to interact with others. Role models can be anyone from a parent, teacher, or coach, to a celebrity or public figure. It is important to provide children with positive role models in order to foster healthy development. Positive role models can provide children with examples of how to handle difficult situations, how to be kind and respectful to others, and how to make good decisions. They can also help children learn how to express their emotions in a healthy way and how to build strong relationships with others. By providing children with positive role models, we can help them develop the skills they need to become successful and well-adjusted adults. Positive role models can also help children develop a sense of self-worth and self-confidence. Seeing someone they admire and respect can help children feel more secure in their own abilities and give them the courage to take risks and try new things. Positive role models can also help children learn how to set and achieve goals, and how to stay motivated and focused on their dreams. By providing children with positive role models, we can help them develop the skills they need to become successful and well-adjusted adults.